Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Let's just watch Curb. Like, everyone says, like, how he's like, it's so funny. Like, we should just watch it. So I just clicked on a random season. And the episode that comes up is he's dating Lucy Liu or whatever. And he runs into a glass fucking thing. Yeah. And I'm like, Aaron, that's what happened at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then I looked at Steve and I go, this is what happened when Larry was my plus one to Aaron's wedding. He ran into a glass window. I was like, is he writing about this?
Mm-hmm.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm at the stage with my skin right now that there is a massive system, much like the storm over Los Angeles brewing. And it's like, do you pick? Do you leave it alone? Do you try to accelerate? The winds are going. You get it. Welcome to the Calm Down Podcast.
Welcome to the Calm Down Podcast. I never, ever, ever get cold sores, ever. I feel very lucky to not get that. And I have one right here, and I am like doing every Abreva, every Valtrex. I'm not stressed. I don't know why. It's just, we've got something
You are
happening.
Taking the blue pill for it because those knock stuff out.
It's the Valtrex, whatever.
For cold sores.
Yeah, they're not blue. And I am like, shout out to, not shout out, I mean, I'm sure you don't want me to shout you out. Anyone that gets these on a regular basis.
My husband gets them.
They are like a thing. And then it's like, don't pick.
And it
it's like,
stays
it
for like 2 weeks.
What? Two weeks?
Cold
no,
sore?
I think I've nicked this one.
But if you get luckily. On that blue pill really, really quick, it helps. I get them. We've
are
talked
you confusing
about,
Viagra with Valtrex?
No, Valtrex is a blue pill.
Oh, I got the generic white one. But yeah, I am trying to make sure that this thing stays under control. Hence why maybe there's 7 pounds of lipstick on, because we're trying to make sure that... Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Calm Down Podcast. For those of you that can see this and aren't just listening to it, our gal is looking like a CEO dream in a beautiful red suit. Her hair is flowing, the necklace, all the things. In Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, just doing all the things. You look fantastic. Gorgeous, darling.
Thank you. But wait, I want to pick back up because we're doing a new thing where we're actually going to have an itinerary, a schedule, PowerPoint. So I get, we've discussed this, cold sores. I get them right outside my nose, right before I get a massive upper respiratory infection. And this is always the time of the year that I get them because we're finished. My body knows it. And it's like, kabam.
Let it all hang out. Yep. So we've got a big show for you. Aaron's in Vegas. We'll talk about that in a second. Also, what else do you want to discuss, my darling?
Oh, Carissa, Ryan, our producer, and I have this thing when something is bothering us during the week, instead of going to therapy or discussing it like normal people, adults, they call you. We want to vent about it right here on the Calm Down Podcast. My pet peeve for this week is when you're waiting for some news via text and you're waiting, right? Keep checking, and then finally the person texts you and it said, hey, Aaron. And no bubbles. What? Tell me. Answer me. Give me a sign, Batman. Like, this is, I no need to say hi. By you texting, it's already a hello. Just give it to me. Give me the news. Give me, you know?
Wait, hold on. I got to get into all this. We will elaborate on that in a second. I'm also going to say, why do I have to give my email for everything?
Yeah.
You are going to give us an update on taking Macaroon to the mountains mm-hmm. for the first time.
Sure.
And then also...
oh, shit. Now I get what you're doing. Let's start with the Super Bowl. You're in Vegas. Sorry. Yep. Okay, great. I'm in live TV.
You're doing great.
Great.
And then I'm also going to discuss how it's really important to return to places that you used to work at. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, of course... The Super Bowl is upon us. Our podcast airs on Thursday, so we're still going to be a couple days away from the big game. I always love when you have... Hey, fun fact, by the way, do you know why the Super Bowl is called the Super Bowl?
No.
Here we go. Lamar Hunt, the owner, of course, the family, the original owner of and still in his family, Lamar Hunt. Rest in peace, but family owns the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. His son... was, and I don't know, I'm assuming it's Clark. I don't know that. So I should probably get fact check on that. Ryan, help me out here. Was playing with a little ball and it was called the Super Bowl. And so Lamar Hunt was like, oh, we should call this game the Super Bowl. Oh. And it was all derived from the Hunt family and a little ball that he was playing with, his son was playing with, called the Super Bowl.
I wonder if he trademarked that and sold it to the NFL.
I don't know. But yeah, I learned that from Jim Nance this morning when he was doing an interview and I didn't know the origination of which I should have, but here we are. So you're in the great city, my favorite city of Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. It is Tuesday when we tape this and it's already chaos. Elaborate. Go.
I mean, it's not chaos, but you can tell things really start heating up this week. Super Bowl week. Usually on a Wednesday. They're in full swing on a Thursday. Friday, it's just, it's off the rails. Saturday, everybody's like, let's get there to Sunday. But yeah, you can tell, like it's pretty overcast today. It looks like it was raining a little bit today. I've been inside most of the day as everybody does here in Vegas. And it's getting wild. And like when the weather gets great, which I think is supposed to be tomorrow, they have all the sets outside of the Bellagio. Like people are just ramping up at the hotel I'm staying at right now. They have really cool, well done painted pictures and photographs of Super Bowl greats. And I was walking to my room and looking at all of them and really cool pictures. It's awesome. But yeah, this is a great city to do this. It's not my favorite city to come to in terms of doing it right, staying at a good hotel, going mm-hmm. to nice dinners. I love that. But I'm not into the smell. Like we walked through a casino today and I go, my God, this smells great. I hate that shit. I hate smelling it when I go to sleep at night. I don't love it.
Oh, me. I'm Little Miss Vegas. There's probably a reason that I'm not there because I would find myself having too much fun. However, I'm bummed that it's not Fox's Super Bowl in Vegas because Fox knows how to throw a Super Bowl. Like when we had the Super Bowl in New York and our set was set up in Times Square and it was just like, they know mm-hmm. how to do it. And like, think about Miami. Like it was beautiful, the sets that they put together.
Oh,
so
God, yeah.
I'm bummed that Fox doesn't have the opportunity to host in Vegas because they would do it and they would do it right.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, you heard me, is it's different when it's not our game, mm-hmm. which like I'm always a little bit bummed because I'm like, oh, I want to be like, you know, with the field, on the field with you right before you're going to do your mm-hmm. hit. And I want to do pregame stuff. But it also is nice to be a fan and just sit back and like watch all the coverage from afar. So you're going to be there for a couple days.
See, I disagree. I need to know the injury updates right away. I don't want to wait for somebody to report it to me. I want to read the doctor's lips. I want to ask the doctor myself what it really is. Like, I want to know if Brock Purdy is struggling. I want to know what like Trent Williams is saying. I want to know what Christian McCaffrey is doing. Like, if I'm going to watch it, I want to be there. I want to be on the sidelines. I think I need to talk to Kyle at halftime, regardless if I'm covering the game or not. I feel like I've done every big damn game the 49ers have played in this year. So Kyle, I have some questions.
Which actually is a good point. I mean, yes, I do want to be a fan and watch sometimes. Would my preference be to cover it? Of course.
Yeah.
That said, I am really torn. So for my DraftKings parlay, like I had to pick a bunch of guys and, you know, I think Travis Kelce is going to score. I think George Kittle. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I have a whole list. normally I have no problem being like, I think so-and-so is going to win. I think so-and-so, I can't, and I won't do it. And I didn't put it on my parlay thing.
How come?
I don't, and it's not good. I don't think it's professional, but like, I feel like I'm emotionally connected. The same, you are more than I am, because you actually have covered these teams and like been on the field with them for a lot of the season. With Amazon, I only get to see these guys, you know, once here or there, but just personally, like mm-hmm. the guys that like I love on both of these yeah. teams, I have a hard time disseminating, like being like, okay, like this is just pick the winner, and right. I'm not going to pick the winner because no. I want them both to win, and
I
I'm
going to
be sad whoever loses in this one. So yeah.
No, I know. I'm actually, you're going to be in Seattle. We talked about this last podcast. I don't want to watch with anybody. Like, I want to do my own thing. So I'm inviting people from my crew to come to my house, because honestly, I would be texting them anyway. So I'm yeah, like, come over, sweet. Let's just sit and like talk about things, because that saves me a text message.
Okay, but don't put your phone down, because I'm going to need to talk to you.
I'll have it.
I'll just FaceTime you and yeah. I'll have it. Yeah.
You can talk to Grossi and Casey and all them.
Cute.
I know.
Cute, that's very sweet of you. Hosting is a lot of work.
No, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it.
Oh my God, I'm terrible. I put out like bowls of chips, and I'm like, so the other night we were going to host a couple of Steve's friends, and he's like, I go, do we need to make a charcuterie plate? He goes, you don't know how to make a charcuterie plate. I'm like, you're goddamn right. I don't know how to make a charcuterie plate. I don't know if we even have a board or a plate to serve this on. I never host. I'm the worst. We panicked about it all day. And then at the last minute, they ended up having to cancel. And I looked at Steve and I was like, oh, I was kind of happy they canceled, because I was like, I don't know how to host. I'm terrible. Like, are we getting up and offering?
I know.
Are we re-pouring the drink? What are we doing? How long do they stay? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of questions, and I admire anyone that likes the hosting role, because I mean, I like to host television shows, not parties.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I have a couple girlfriends that are incredible hosts, and they're at different levels. Like, some are kind of high-end levels and great cooks. And then my other friends are like great hosts, and then great hosts for the kids too. And it's just like, God. Jesus, like
so much pressure.
I'm just not good at it. And it actually gives me so much anxiety. And could, in fact, ruin my week.
No, you're not wrong. The whole day, all I could think about, he's like, hey, do you want to go do this? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop thinking about how we're going to have to host this thing later. And I don't know what to do. And like, I can't cook. So then it's like, are we ordering? Did we order the food too soon? Do we order too late? What if they don't like the food? It's a lot of pressure.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Erin, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me, floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/giftfinder.
All right, sister. So going back and sticking to our rundown, because sure, we're very organized, you alluded to this text that you got that just said, hi, Erin, and then nothing else. Well, so there's a couple questions that I have here. Okay. How long did it take from the hi to the follow-up text?
Probably like 4 minutes, which seemed like 45 minutes. But I was just waiting for some information that was also causing me some anxiety to like figure something out. And I just said to my husband, why are they saying hi to me? Like, I've been waiting for, there's no need to say hi. The second you like text me, that's a hi. So anyways, I instantly then went to Ryan and you, and I said, this could be a podcast. And then it turns into a whole Larry David thing. Like, everybody can relate to that when they're waiting for a text. And then the people are like, hey, hey, Erin, what's up? No bubble. What? Just write it. What?
The agony. Right. But also, you have done this, and we know we've talked about it before. When you go, call me.
No, no.
Oh, no, now I'm sweating. Now lost something's wrong. Feeling my PTSD, yep, it kicks right in. And I go to the worst case scenario because it always is the worst case scenario. So do not text.
No.
Call me. Or then if I call and you don't answer, now we got a real problem. Now I am sweating.
Sweating.
The anxiety has kicked in. Yeah. And then you did this to me one time. Hours went by, hours. And I called you, and then you finally called me back, and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I just wanted to talk. And I'm like, oh, Erin, don't you ever do that to me again. Exactly. I'm like, I was assuming
you were
absolute
dead.
Worse. We are, someone has died. We've been fired. The house is on fire. Someone we know is in trouble.
I get that.
These are all terrible things.
Yep.
So proper text etiquette. Do not say hi.
No.
Without any supporting information right away. Like, to your point, you've said hi. The text
we
is
got
the hi.
It. Yep.
Right into the information. What are some other ones that you can't text without follow-up? Call me. You've got to call. Like, you've got to give some context to that.
We said one before.
Can you talk?
The test results are in. Like, what?
The test results are in. Mm-hmm. Do you have a second? Oh, yeah. I also hate that one.
Hate that one. Hey, give me a buzz when you get a second.
Oh, I used to make my old agent, Nick, when he would text anything, he'd have to write all good after it because I don't want to see that text and already have a panic attack because the amount of time it's even taking for me to call you, I'm panicking.
Yep.
So just say all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know, you guys listening, what are some other texts that you get that you're just like, nope, nope. Okay. So that was your text etiquette. Really good. Speaking of Curb, by the way, so I never watched it. And I told you, like, I never watched it because
It just
Larry,
came out.
So I've, you know, whatever, known Larry for a million years. And I never wanted to watch his shows because it just was always like, it was weird to watch it. If you know the person, then you're also like, but that's exactly him.
Oh my
and it
God,
was just
it's
weird.
So anyway,
but so his new season came out and I was like, you know what? I was like, Steve and I spend so much time scrolling around looking for a freaking series and we can't find one. And I'm like, hey, do you want, let's just watch Curb. Like everyone says like how he's like, it's so funny. Like we
so
should just
funny.
Watch it. So I just clicked on a random season and the episode that comes up is he's dating Lucy Liu or whatever. And he runs into a glass fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Erin, that's what happened at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then I looked at Steve and I go, this is what happened when Larry was my plus one to Erin's wedding. He ran into a glass window. I was like, is he writing about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole episode, I'm just like laughing because I'm like, wait, why have I not watched this? Because probably because my own anxiety was I'm like, oh, Jesus, is he writing about like us at some of these points where, by the way, let's not be so arrogant that he's writing about us, but there is the one,
this is
like, the one episode I clicked on was him running into a glass window, which he did.
So we watched that episode and we started panicking because we were like, oh my God, this is from our wedding. What else could be in there?
Right. Like, and then you told me there was a plane episode, which also went back to, could be traced
the
back
wedding.
To wedding. Now, again, maybe he's run into a window another time, or maybe he's had a shared plane situation with someone else. But for someone who doesn't watch the show, the first episode I click on, and I was like, what is happening here? Anyways, but I'm so happy that he's still doing the show. And even though he always says every season's his last season, I know it makes him so happy. So I'm going to watch a few more episodes and then watch this last season.
Oh my God, Krista, it's so good. It's so good. Yes, go back.
But you know this about me. I start like a book at the end. Mm. I start seasons at the end. I do not have to watch, wait for this, in succession. What a great show. Is that season coming back? Are we doing that
again?
Done. I thought they filmed
it. So good. It's over. It's officially they done. Just won everything for the Globes, I think.
But yeah, I'm someone that has no problem jumping in like mid-season on thing or random sporadic episodes. I don't have to go chronologically, which drives a lot of people nuts, but I don't care.
We are watching the final season of The Crown, and it is the one, obviously, where Diana dies. And I started crying the other day. I mean, you know what's going to happen. And it wasn't her wreck that made me cry. I think it was something about like the boys. And like, then I was telling my girlfriends, like, we were taking a flight home from Montana for me to drop the baby off before I could come here. And I was like having such panic about turbulence. And I looked over at the people we were traveling with and I go, God, The Crown's really fucked me up.
Wait,
Princess Diana.
I have a couple questions about that. So have you watched The Crown?
Yes.
Like all the way through?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
You'll hate me for this. When I saw that it was going to be an episode about Diana, I just went straight in. I'd seen no previous episodes. I just went straight
in. Isn't the actress amazing? I mean, look, she's amazing.
Like, oh, no, she's incredible. Who is that actress?
I don't know. Some English accent actress. They're all fantastic. It's so well casted. Except for, can I just say, the season 6, which is the final one, Harry is not Harry. Like, that doesn't look like a Harry.
Oh,
the
see,
William
I don't know.
Is perfect. Yeah. I think even the King Charles, the Camilla is amazing. But Harry is weird. That's not Harry.
I have a lot of questions about casting. Like, casting agents are the most powerful people in the world. Like, think about it, you change people's lives.
Yeah.
And what are their credentials to become a casting agent? And, like, those initials, CSA, I think, like, are next to cast.
I had no idea that's what you were talking about.
Want to find... this also goes back to that same episode that I was watching for the Curb one, where he's got to put this girl in his show because someone died in his pool.
It's so good.
Okay, so...
What's that girl's name, Ryan? Mary Elizabeth something. It's so good. That may be one of the best seasons of Curb ever.
Oh, well, then I picked a good one.
Yeah.
I just randomly, because I didn't want to go way back. And then I was like, these casting agents, does anyone know a casting agent? I've got questions for them. How did you become one? Like, do you do favors? Of course, you'd have to
for
do favors,
sure.
Right?
Like Larry David does in that show. Yeah.
The politics of it are so interesting.
Well, so and then people like sleep with casting agents, right? Probably to get good gigs.
And the casting couch, like the old, right? Wasn't that a whole thing? Like you got the job on the casting couch. I don't know.
These actors and actresses, this is a whole other world. We don't know anything about this.
Mm-mm, we don't. Hey, you do know. Oh, Mary Sophia.
Mary Sophia is so good.
I'm so also good. Like, this is pretty typical of me, whether it's fashion, whether it's shows, like I'm always late to the party. But once I arrive at the party, per Aaron's great endorsement of me, I am a time.
You
I
are.
Just am going to show up late. So, okay. So into that. Other question that I had for you, why am I yelling? I got to also stop yelling. I watch back because I'm trying to do, this is me. When the season is over, I have to stay busy because idle time with me is not good. So I did a deep dive into podcasts, things I like, things I don't like about other podcasts, things that we could be better on ours. So I listened to some of ours back. Holy fuck. I need to bring it down 900 levels. I get so excited and then I talk so fast and then I'm loud. It's just... Hey, we can stay right here and still show some enthusiasm. Okay. That's what I mean,
we're not Delilah after dark, for God's sakes.
I'll pretend like this is a game break and use my game break voice. But my other question that I had for you before my enthusiasm of life just takes over my body. took Mac Aruni. Who was it? Kevin? Is that me? Oh, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. Exactly.
Kevin!
Macaroon to the mountains for the first time. So tell me everything. The gear, a lot of baby stuff. a lot of clothes, wow. the mitten, the shoe. Tell Shit's me what it was like taking off. Your child.
Oh God, a boot fell. Where's his other glove? We're like on the ski lift. Oh shit, there it is. It was great. It was super fun. Altitude does get to babies, which is crazy. He is teething, yeah. So we'll add that giant whopper on there. The sleeping was all kind of screwed up, but besides all that, we had fun taking him in the gondola.
So cute.
We have such a fun video. Our nanny is so great, but Snoop Dogg has a children's album and it's called Doggy Land. And there is this one song called Affirmation. And it's like, I love myself. I love myself. Stop. My parents are wonderful. Like your daily affirmations. It is such a fun song. We were listening to it on the gondola ride singing. Like we were those people.
Cute.
And then, yeah, we sent you and Steve videos and your adorable Moncler. Yes, my friends are ridiculously amazing to my baby jacket.
Here's what happens when you don't have kids. You can buy your friends' kids whatever you want and they can't say anything about it. And they don't, and you don't get to say, don't buy this for them.
It was so nice of you. But he was like swatting away the little snowflakes. And then we took him in the hot tub, which he loved. And it was fun. Oh, it was really, really cute. But yeah, it was a good time. But he's all messed up now and sleep. So that's okay. But it was good.
How fun. Just different experiences that like you're so used to doing on your own. And then you add the little nugget into the mix. It's so sweet.
I can't wait to see him on skis. I know he'll be a way better skier than I ever, you know, would hope to be. But, you know, you start him early and then they have no fear on like the mother. I told you and Ryan when we were getting together all our topics for the show last year, I discussed and I had a ski instructor that said, if you sing while you ski, that loosens you up. And I was trying to do West Coast rap. And that was helpful. And then this year, obviously, is the year of Taylor Swift. And I was singing the song that I'm obsessed with. Oh, Jesus. Why do I always forget about it? Hold on.
Because there's so many.
There's
speaking
so
of Taylor,
many.
While you
is
look
it
for
over
that.
Now? Ha, ha, ha. I love it. It's my favorite song.
I don't know which one that is.
Was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Come here, I whispered in your ear. Anyways, I was singing that. And then at one point, I was
what
really.
What album is this off of?
It's 1989. It's a deluxe or something, vault version or something. It's amazing. So anyways, I was singing that. But I was really getting into the chorus and really feeling myself, even though I look so stiff when I ski. And my instructor was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, I wasn't in pain. I was just singing.
First of all, this would be my song if I was going down the mountains, as evidenced by my skiing adventure last year with you. Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? In the clear, whatever. Like
in
I
the clear.
Was. Erin is a fantastic skier.
I'm
She's
not.
Gonna downplay. Okay, here we go. This is my turn. Lock it up. Erin's gonna downplay it. It's just what she does. For those of you that missed the episode last year, or like me, you arrive at episodes later in life.
Or out
just
of
pick
order.
Them sporadically or out of order. Erin and I went skiing last year. I, in my mind, thought I was Peekaboo Street because when I grew up in Seattle, I would
so
go
stupid.
Skiing a lot. I'd go to Whistler, Blackcomb. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like such a good skier. In my mind, I was. At least at one point, I thought I was. We get out on the mountain and I'm like, oh my God, I am terrible. And I will say this. I'm the first person to say, I think I'm a very athletic person.
You are.
I could pick up basketball. I could throw a football. I can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I pride myself on being an athlete. Fuck, you talk about being humbled. That mountain, Kendra and I, even last year when we were together, when we went up there, we're like, oh, hell no. Steve's like double black diamond. This bitch is black. And I was like, mm-mm, bye. We'll go down the bunny hill. I'm doing the pizza, not the fries. I mean, never in my life did I like was so delusional about who I am on skis. But anyways, Erin is a fantastic skier. Her child's going to be a great skier.
He is.
And you're adorable.
He is going to be a good one. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Erin, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me. Floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/gift finder.
Going back to our rundown, I mentioned something real quickly where I had said email for everything.
I love this.
All right, everyone settle in, because this thing gets me. We go to the stores nowadays. Yes, you heard me, stores. I get it. I buy a lot of stuff online, Amazon, things like that. But let's say you actually venture out, you go to the mall or wherever you buy stuff. And this is happening all the time and it's driving me nuts. I check out. Here's the items I'd like to buy. Also, I like when you get up to the register and you put everything down. They're like, oh, is there anything else you want? I'm like, no, that's here it is. That's why I'm at the register. What, I have 75 items over here that I didn't bring to the register that I want. No. So yes, these are the items I'd like to buy. They go, all right, can I get a phone number? No, I don't want to give you my phone
Ever.
Number.
No one want to needs buy, my phone number.
Just want to buy these. Oh, well, we just want to need it for the profile. I don't have a profile. Oh, we need to set up a profile in order for you to be in the system. I don't want to be in the system. No. I just want to buy the items. Okay, well, can I get an email? No, I don't want to give you my email. I just want to buy these items. Okay, well, then you're not going to be able to get a receipt. Why? Does the printer not? We don't print receipts anymore. That's the only way that I can get a receipt is if I give you my phone number, my email, my firstborn, my social security number. Ma'am, with all due respect, I just want to buy these items. I want you to print me out a little receipt and I want to be on my merry way. Well, they get a real attitude. And I say this as a former sales associate at Nordstrom. I get it. But like, I am telling you, I don't want to give you my information because then I'm going to get the emails and I'm going to get the random sales calls. I don't want it. And they get a real attitude about it. Like, well, fine, then you won't be able to return this. And it's like, why can I not just buy items and get a receipt without being in your data of this? Everybody needs all my information. No, you're not getting it. And in fact, if you keep that up, I'm taking these items out of here.
I also feel judged. It's like I've come I've stayed at this hotel 4 times. Have you been to this hotel before? Yes, I have. 4 times. I've been here with you, Carissa. Like, you know, I mean, have you shopped with us before? I have. Okay. Does it look like I shouldn't be shopping here? What are you saying?
I just don't understand. Like, where are the days where you just can go in and buy something and leave with a receipt? And now I'm big on receipts. And that's not just because of Deion Sanders. That's because of after my break-in, the goddamn insurance company asked for every receipt I ever had. You should see my filing system of receipts.
You have 34,000 reasons to want a receipt.
28. What's the song? You and Kendra. 24,365. What's the
what?
No, come on. Let's it's from like a Broadway play.
Oh.
34,360. Come on. You're like Little Miss Broadway. You should know this. It's like a from a play or something. Anyways, that's my rant about going into these stores. And I don't want to give you my information.
Ever.
I just want to buy a dress for dinner.
Tonight.
All right. Next up. We talked about your skiing update, which is fantastic. Last but not least, going back to what I just mentioned about
places you were one thing, a sales associate,
a sales associate at Nordstrom's, one of my many jobs. So I text you the other day, everything goes back to everything I do in my life. I text Aaron about, I had a little time. I was in Marina Del Rey for some, oh, I know. Cause I went to the, it's off season for me already. And I'm my to-do list. I am checking shit off. I wanted this olive tree in the back of my yard forever.
Aww.
So I got the olive tree, but then I needed to get a pot for it. So I went, marched myself to the cute little, green, whatever it's called, nursery that's down the street, got myself a pot. And then I had like a few, like an hour or whatever before I had to do something else. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take myself to the Cheesecake Factory. As a former waitress at the Cheesecake Factory.
What are you doing there?
So I just marched right in and I sat myself right at the bar and I was like, and I didn't even have a drink. Shocker. I just was like, I'm going to order my favorite. I hadn't been to a Cheesecake Factory, babe, in, I don't know, 10 years. Like, don't know. Just not a lot of them around where I live. And there wasn't this particular case. So I was like, I'm going to go. I got the buffalo chicken salad thing and it comes with the onion rings on the top. It was so good. I got the lunch size portion and I just sat there and I just had the best time by myself looking around and thinking to myself, like, it's so important to go back to places you used to work, because I sat there and this is like a little moment where I was like, if I could go back and tell the Carissa that worked at the Cheesecake Factory in Bellevue Square in 2004 in Seattle, like, this is how my 20 years later, what it's going to look like. I would have just been, I don't know. I think it's really important to go back and appreciate places that you've worked so you can appreciate how far you've come. And that path has obviously been littered with highs and lows over the past 20 years. But I don't know. It was like nostalgic for me to just sit there and think about the 20 years since I had worked there. And also how important it is, if God forbid, knock on whatever, if I lose my jobs and I got to go back and work there, I would just be happy as a clam. I get a great discount, great food, very lovely people that work there. So I don't know. It was just like a full circle moment. And I think it's important to do that if you've ever had a job somewhere and just think about the little, you know, 22-year-old Aaron Andrews that worked at...
They wouldn't accept me. Do you want to come back to me to Adventure Island in Tampa, the Busch Gardens water park? And we can get in a red Speedo suit and push people. Cross your arms, cross your legs. Have a great ride.
Yes.
In you fact, cannot, I ma'am, I would, you I would. Cannot stand on your water tube. Ma'am, you need to put your bottom through the hole, hold on to the handrails, and have a great ride. Thank you for visiting Adventure Island. Cross your arms, cross your legs. Enjoy your time at Adventure Island.
Time out. So you were responsible for putting these people in the
down the water slide. I hated touching the back of people. Back hair. Oh, yeah. Back, wet backs that have hair. Gross. Because you have to give a little shove. Cross your arms, cross your legs. Okay. Thanks for visiting. Thanks. I hope you have a great day at Adventure Island.
How old were you?
I was in high school. It was a summer job to get tan and try to hit on lifeguards. Stupid.
Perfect.
So I'm just going to march myself back in my red Speedo one piece and just really take a look around and go down the Tampa Typhoon after I cross my arms and cross my legs.
There you go.
Or the Gulf Stream. Plug your nose because that water will shoot right up. Have a great day. Thanks for visiting Adventure Island.
You're adorable. Can I offer you guys a cheesecake? My personal favorite is the white chocolate raspberry truffle, but we also have Oreo. Big favorite amongst everyone here visiting Cheesecake Factory. Is this your first time at Cheesecake Factory? It's a very large menu, so I'll give you guys some time. While you're getting some time to look over and peruse the menu, may I offer you some bread? Everyone loves the brown bread. You want brown and white?
Brown.
I see you have a baby. Let me cut up those bananas for your baby.
I also like Linda's fudge cake there. It was so good.
So you were the one. Interesting. But yes, I encourage anyone to go back to one of their first jobs and just look around and think to yourself, like, hey, it was a great gig. If you have to go back and do it, then fine. But there's, you know, lots of things in between that to be grateful for. Aaron, that's all I have.
Aaron put down the churro and put on some sunscreen.
Yes, thank you, Ryan. 25,600 minutes. That's from a show.
I don't know that show.
From Rent.
Oh, never saw it.
I never saw it either.
Let's fast forward to 300 takeout coffees later.
What?
That's my Taylor song I was singing. You gotta learn that song. Is it over now? We're over now. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.